I don't know. It's tough to say. When I was in Chicago with Devin took a long one back, and I think it was Sauer Brown for Denver was going to tackle him and went low, and he just jumped right over him. So it's I've seen it happen before. Fortunately, Spencer came up, and he didn't score on the play. No. I have a lot of respect for Antonio Brown. In fact, I told him before the game, I mean, this is, I want to say, my seventh time facing him. And, I mean, he's I know Joe Thomas just had a baby, and he'll have some sleepless nights, but Antonio Brown's caused me some sleepless nights now. I can tell you that. I think it was a great decision by Coach. We were just on the cusp there, and you're talking. You still, it was 4:26, I believe, was left in the. That's a lot of football, and we're playing great defense, and really felt like we could pin him down there. And unfortunately, we fell just slightly in the end zone there, and we didn't make the play. At the end of the day, had we been able to pin him down and put him on the half yard line and make him go a long ways, that's woulda, coulda, shoulda type deals. But there's no question that was the right call. Yeah, he started to go down as he was kind of losing it, and then you're throwing it back, and then the other guys are going to come and corral the football, because if he's the first one to touch it and bats it back, then their player technically can come and try to scoop it up free of charge, because we've had what they call a first touch rule. So, it was a mistake that we just didn't execute, and we're working to get her fixed. I still have a lot of confidence in Travis. By no means am I going with the sky is falling after one game. I still look at a young man that holds the franchise record for the longest return, franchise record for most yards in a game. I think the first time preseason, regular season game, the first seven times he touched it, he had four touchdowns. I still think it's in there, and it's his first game back. Well, if he's a guy that's going to be up, we just have to kind of decide how it's all going to shake out. So that's still to be determined. I make suggestions, and it's to be determined on all that stuff. I mean, I'll be quite honest with you. The returner thing, and I know we talked about Travis, we're going to play a lot of returners. That's where we want to get to and where we want to be. I don't want to be just a one-pony team. To be quite honest with you, I want to have a lot of horses. There's a lot of factors that I don't look at just specifically as yardage. It's yardage plus the hang time. If a guy drives a ball deep and it's a low hang, and you're talking probably anywhere from a 3-6, then chances of bringing that thing coming out are probably going to be pretty good. And I think you see that around the league. Where there's some decisions that we need to get cleaned up from the other night, no question. But we want to be a team that is going to push the envelope a little bit, and we feel like we can do that. Yeah, it's a schematic thing. I mean, actually, the previous play we did it, and they came right down. I don't want to get into all the intimate details on the play, but some teams will. If you show it, they'll bring them down. For example, when I went home that night, I was watching Sunday Night Football, and the Colts came down every time on the Broncos and left them uncovered, and the Broncos brought their guys down. What happens is it shortens the edge of the field at the end of the day, and there is it's a high risk reward type play, but. We've always stated we don't want to play reckless, and didn't think that we were playing reckless. They made a play. It was 4th and 10. And fortunately, our defense stepped up for us and stopped them. They didn't score, and then our offense took the ball down the field. So I was relieved of that. But no question, we don't want to have those errors in our area. But we're going to still play aggressive. I mean, we're playing to win the football game at the end of the day, and we don't want to sit back on our heels. Needs to be better. We need to play better overall, and that's what we're working hard to do this week. We had some missed tackles, and we got to do a better job in that area, and hopefully we see that improvement this week. Yeah, we got to clean that stuff up. In fact, we're going punt return today. We'll work a lot of fundamental drills. Point of emphasis, I mean, obviously that was a big thing. I think we ended up having 5 penalties on special teams, and the Steelers had 4 in the holding category. So both teams were getting called on it. You have to adjust a little bit to it. at the same time, our technique needs to be better, and that's we'll work that. We're going to get back to where our hands are at and where our feet are at in the punt return game, which is so much different. A lot of people, you can actually put your hands outside on a player and almost as if you're bear hugging them. But if you cover him up, what we say, shoe to shoe, and he's not, and there's no body parts outside your body, you can legally hold him. It's once he gets to your edge and you restrict that. That's where the calls came from. So we need to be better with our feet, and we'll do some drills today to improve that. You know, we just got back down. We just came back, and it was a good day to go down there because it was windy down there. But you can sense it a little bit, the way that it comes in and is bouncing off the sides and bringing it the other way. It's a tough place to kick, and that's when we'll continue to just kind of keep going down there and getting a feel for it. It's closed with the scoreboards. It has closed it off a little bit, but it's still it's still pretty windy. No, well, I know what happened. Reggie Hodges had the big fake. Yeah. You're on the road. You're stealing possessions out of Drew Brees and a powerful offense. I think you always go into games, you know, with a loaded gun, so to speak. You know, you want to have some bullets that if you need to go to that stuff, you have. But no, primarily we've really been studying them the last few years with regards, because you're talking, it's different personnel now.